Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big on a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
We're just about to get them hot releases out. Before we have that, I wanted to read an email. It says, I was listening to your show on the podcast, John, and I hear you talking about your untucked shirt problem. Remember the other day I was talking about how, because Giuliani's shirt, when you tuck, I'm no good at tucking shirts in, and I tend to unzip the pants and tug down because I can't have the blousing. It drives me nuts. Whatever that bubble over the waistband is, that isn't stomach, but it's shirt that makes it look like you're wearing a balloon. Again, I talk to you, Brett. Brady just looks at me like, what do you mean?
I like
a good flat run right into the pants. Like, whoosh, just go. But I don't, you know, anyway. So it says, I hear you talk about your untucked shirt problem. In the military, they have a suspender-like thing that clips onto your socks and runs up to your shirts and pulls your socks up and keeps your shirt down. Similar product I found on Amazon helps. It's called NV Holders. Try that. Problem here is I wear like little ankle socks. So I don't need them. Suspenders all the way down my leg. It's as sexy as that sounds. I don't think I'm going to wear that. So I'll just stick with the idea of never going to any events that require me to wear a shirt that's tucked in. That's where I'm leaning. Also,
that's why I wear a onesie suit.
It's well, that's what I want. I want the little flip around onesie thong that girls get to keep their shirts tucked in. Also, I've had it, and I think it's time we can say it. I'm going to kill Phil the ballot. I'm going to kill him. I can't take it anymore.
That's a threat.
Is it? No, I'm going to kill Phil the ballot. Is he a politician? Am I not allowed to say that?
Yeah, you
can't. I can't take
say
Phil
that.
The ballot anymore. Phil the ballot needs to change his tone. That's all I can tell you. He's everywhere. You're not supposed to talk about, you know, people on your station and things like that. I can't take it anymore.
I like Phil. He's getting me my 14% back.
Yeah, well, Phil is definitely helping the bottom line.
It's helping the bottom line. That's all that matters.
You think he is. Phil the ballot is basically like, see you next election, pal. I'm Phil. Why do you have to have that? Why can't you just be, hey, I'm Phil the ballot. I got a couple ideas for it. Why do you have to have that? I'm Phil. Phil the ballot.
Yeah, a little over the top.
Oh, you're killing me, Phil. Phil the ballot. Okay. I get it. I get your goals here, but enough with you. Have a calm down day. Take an Adderall, Phil.
I get your goals.
I get your goals. I understand your objective. You've got that down, but I can't take you, Phil. I'm Phil. Okay, if I met anyone like that, I'd be like, I'm gonna punch Phil. You got to hold me back. And I'm gonna punch Phil.
Or let's all punch Phil.
Yeah. What are you guys having for lunch? I'm gonna kill Phil at the table. Just, you know, but I remember it. I remember Phil. That's the thing. Seems like when he annoys you.
What's he stand
you,
on? What are his big issues?
Voting, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I think he's pretty middle of the road. He's kind of milk toast.
How have you not actually listened to Phil?
Because Brady's usually like, that Phil, that guy's like the emu from Lemu Emu and Doug. They're funny.
I like him better than Bernie the Ballot.
I would like, really?
Yeah.
Was Bernie the Ballot a real thing?
No.
Oh, okay. You just made one up in your head. Yeah. Stick to the basics. I want Lemu Emu and Phil the Ballot to fight to the death.
Oh, my money's on the emu.
You think?
Yeah.
Easy money.
You would put it on the emu?
One talon through his gut, he's done.
Is Phil just a ballot? I thought he was a guy.
No, he's just a ballot.
Oh, yeah, he's paper.
Ballot character. Oh, yeah, he'll.
I thought he was a man.
Phil the ballot.
Oh, I thought it was Phil de ballot. with an apostrophe.
He's not a rapper.
Yeah, I thought he was. Didn't he have a baby with the Megan the Stallion? Phil the Ballot with an extra E. I can't take it anymore. I'm at my wit's end with this stuff. Anyway, whatever. Hey, everybody. It's time. All right, clown. It's a fairly serious thing you're talking about. Knock it off.
Don't worry. Next week we'll hear from him. I'm taking a bath.
Oh, boy. Phil the Ballot got bombed last night. Things are not good. Have you seen my kid or wife? They said they were off for smokes.
Kid or wife.
The other thing is that I was worried that Phil will be such a hit. He'll come back for like local election. He's never going away.
Hey, just because this one's over doesn't mean Phil can't come back. Time to vote for the All-Star team.
No.
Finds out wherever there's voting.
Hey, I heard there was a vote. I'm Phil the Ballot.
Stop him. Yeah, it's tough. But Phil the Ballot, you're balling up my fist.
Maybe he'll be on Dancing with the Stars eventually.
I won't watch that season. I'll throw a mirror ball through his face. Sorry, Phil. You do your job, I'll do mine. He'll be there for another week of Phil the Ballot, right?
Yep.
Pretty heavy. Sorry, Toledo, that's your fault. You're going to have to probably deal with a meeting now.
Oh, we can't had him.
We can't have John talking daily. About Phil the Ballot being annoying. Why? Because he's an advertiser. It's not real, though. And he's going away, right?
Yeah, eventually.
Oh, please, God.
It's working.
It is working. Oh, whatever they're doing is working because I can't stop thinking about him. I think he texted me in the middle of the night with his dog. That might have been Phil the Ballot. Anyway, it's time for the hot releases. And they are do you have a thing for this?
I don't.
Oh, I thought, that's tomorrow. That's a thing tomorrow. Okay, never mind. I thought we had a thing.
You can do that tomorrow.
Hot releases, and they're be released upon you right now by Mr. Toledo. Toledo, release me.
All right, only a couple of video games out. One of them for Brady we'll get to in a minute, but this one is Cobra Kai.
Oh, right.
The Karate Kid Saga.
The whole thing?
Nice. It's a video game.
Do Johnny and Danny fight, or what's his name?
They're just senseis in the show.
Yeah, right, but they were in a fight in Cobra Kai, the show. I haven't watched it.
They haven't actually fought in
but
Cobra Kai.
But they're gonna?
The supposedly.
Oh, I thought there was a little spat.
No.
I'd like to see that. Crane is wildly illegal, and everybody should know that. You can't kick someone in the face in competition. This looks kind of fun. Turn it up.
Apparently,
a little
you can be on both sides.
For ya. Somebody needed to.
You can fight as the hero from Karate Kid, who is Johnny, or from the evil side.
Or your good friend. I don't know. What's his name? Martin Kovac.
Yeah, Cove.
Cove. That's
yeah, Martin Cove.
I've just seen some of the other video games, though. Those graphics aren't that
great.
I think that's the
intent.
They're trying to do the old school thing.
Yeah. Street Fighter thing. All right. It looks all right. It's very Street Fighter. I expected
Brett.
More.
Yeah, I'll stick with the new stuff.
All right. For Brady's Oculus Quest, Blair Witch is coming out on Friday.
Ooh. The Blair Witch video game?
Yep. So only for the Oculus Quest.
So you play this and try not to get bored into a corner?
Yeah. Try not to beat up your house by swatting at things that aren't there.
They mess with people's heads. Even if they claim not to believe it.
What is the goal with the Blair Witch? To find and kill the Blair Witch?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Man, that movie, I tell you what.
Did you buy into it the first time?
21 years. Well, I got duped by a... I was my first year in radio and doing mornings. And they're like, we're sending you to a very special premiere, just you. I'm like, really? I'm like, yeah, this is something that only exclusively being given to certain. I was too stupid to recognize this was a pitch. I'm like, no kidding. They're like, yeah, there's these kids trapped in this thing. And I'm like, no kidding. And I watched the whole thing on a videotape they gave me. And they're like, we're thinking about releasing this in theaters. And it was before the internet where you could like Google search and check that it was actually in production for you. So I was there, but I didn't know how to use it. And I watched it, and I came on the next morning like, you guys aren't going to believe what I saw last night. There's this thing in the woods in New Jersey.
They got film of it.
They filmed it, and it drives people insane. I don't know what it is. And then as I'm talking about it, I started to realize, you're an idiot. Because the ending was so stupid.
I was so mad watching
it. It was terrible.
All right, on Hulu.
Terrible movie.
a new series called Bad Therapy. Stars Rob Corddry and Alicia Silverstone. They go to see a marriage counselor who ends up being a psychopath.
Oh, cool.
What does she look like now?
The same.
Welcome.
Really? Whoop, no. Careful. Is that a...
No, welcome.
Oh, I thought you said have them. I dumped that just in case.
I know.
Your problems are very ordinary, as is she.
I don't feel satisfied.
Why are you here today, Bob?
Yeah, Susan pretty much dragged me here.
That's how most marriage therapy goes.
Something about the husband. Something elusive.
You're going to love this. I just finished this special about polar bears.
Well, that's splendid. What do you think about Judy Smalls?
I don't trust people who wear scarves.
I wear scarves. Right,
this is a terribly stupid girl thing.
A little slow.
They said welcome like this guy I used to do tapes for. His name was George Dean, and he was a president of the Phoenix Urban League. And every Sunday morning I would run his shows on the old station. And I always laughed hysterically. Jeremy would make a great song of him. He goes,
hello, I'm George Dean from the Phoenix Urban League. And welcome to Phoenix Urban Time. Let's talk about the weather.
And he would do 10 minutes of weather out of the newspaper. Now, keep in mind, this was a taped show. I taped him on Wednesdays and ran it on Sunday. And the weather would be, let's talk about the weather. Today is going to be nice, 74 degrees. Thursday is going to, like, nope, George, nobody can hear you till Sunday. So you don't need to do the weather up to Sunday.
He was a pleasant man.
Oh, he's a wonderful human being.
Grady, I like you.
He liked Grady a lot.
Grady is funny. I have him as a guest on Phoenix Urban Times. Brady, welcome.
Thanks, George.
Tell me about your Urban Times.
I've avoided them my whole life.
All right, thank you, Brady. Brady has avoided.
I live in a special zone.
All things Urban.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I have a special zone with my friend Paul. Hmm? You can't come to my house. I live in Gilbert.
You brought this up, I think, a week or so ago about some discovery that was in Egypt in the tombs.
Yeah, found more mummies.
So this Netflix documentary called The Secrets of the Saqqara Tomb follows local archaeologists as they excavate the most significant find in Egypt in almost 50 years.
Oh, wow.
So they made a documentary out of it.
About the thing I was talking about?
I think so.
A complete tomb.
Yeah, that's them.
It is incredible.
A rare discovery in Egypt.
A tomb perfectly preserved.
Untouched and unlooted for 4,000 years.
We found the name Wahti. Who is Wahti? Who is he to have a tomb like this?
This is incredible
that they found this.
And it is a mystery.
Because he wasn't a king, right?
It's the most important archaeological site in Egypt.
A real treasure trove.
And now watching this, I feel like I got duped.
What?
What? I feel like it's fake.
That was set up for the show.
Looking for Brendan Fraser to come out somewhere.
I don't know what they're saying, but
snakes. Why did it have to be snakes? Right.
So that's a sample of the streaming stuff. But the big one this week, The Mandalorian returns season 2 on Friday.
The baby.
So here's the trailer for that.
Are you watching this, Brett?
No.
Pretty great.
Is it?
Are you a Star Wars guy?
I'm not a geek, but I like Star Wars.
I didn't accuse you of anything.
I'm just saying. That's why I haven't watched them all.
That's not how you answer a question. Do you like Star Wars? Hey, asshole. I'm not a geek.
Very Italian.
I'm not a geek. I like the Star Wars, but I'm not a geek.
Show me the one whose safety deemed such destruction.
It's like that Mando.
You must reunite it with its own kind.
Where?
This you must determine.
Wait, they're going to get the baby Yoda back with the other Yodas?
Tell of battles
he is
between
still
Mandalore
adorable!
The Great and an order of sorcerers called Jedi.
You expect me to search the galaxy and deliver this creature to a race of enemy sorcerers?
Yes.
How much?
This is the way.
Oh, man. There's X-Wings in the new one.
Bad fighters.
All right.
You know this is no place for a child.
We knew the speeders were there. They were in the last season.
Wherever I go, he goes. So I've heard.
Baby Yoda's getting tougher. Oh, he's so cute. You got to watch this thing.
I'll check it out.
It's really good. It reminds you of the early Star Wars, like the good ones, not
but,
the
But garbage. Do you have to have watched all the other, the current? Okay. That's why I haven't jumped in. Me too.
Because I too, Brett, I'm not a geek.
There you go. See?
So I'm not watching all the cartoons. Or all the, and there are people who say, well, in the cartoon. Don't talk to John Gordon about this.
Because if you do, you'll learn about the alternate universe.
And then you're in trouble.
And our buddy Doug, he's like the Toledo on Twitter when it comes to Star Wars. Yeah. He's starting crap Ryan with everybody.
Johnson. Just say Ryan Johnson.
Ryan Johnson's the best director in Star Wars movies history. Oh my God. I'm going to shake a baby.
All right, new music out today. Blackstone Cherry, remember those guys?
Oh, yeah.
A new album out.
In Love with the Pain.
You get that big song. The album's actually called Human Condition, but this is In Love with the Pain.
All right, get right to it.
Countryfied.
That is country music. Blackstone Cherry's gone heavy western. No matter what, I want to always be a hero.
And thanks, Luke Bryan.
Makes me hate it immediately.
It does a little bit. All right, it's the end of October, John. You know what that means? Christmas is here. The Goo Goo Dolls.
About time.
It's Christmas all over. A new Christmas album available Friday.
The Goo Goo Dolls Christmas album. It's gray. I'm in
love with this day. It sounds like they just remade Iris.
Yeah, they did.
It's just chords. That's all it is. The light in your eyes and the smile on your face
as it's Christmas. It's a word or a smile that can change someone's life, or some change in your pocket just to get through the night. Wish on stars above, oh, the ones we love. Hey, Goo Goo Dolls, put me in the spirit.
Yeah, good news is Beth will be playing this starting tomorrow.
Yeah, just next 2 months off. See a smile, this is
Christmas. Take that juice.
All right, our friend from Jerome.
That's how every one of their songs. And I know he loves bigotry more than Paul. Me, you and Paul would have been great on it.
He sold me my house.
Yeah,
of course he did. Yeah. That's the one commission he got in the last 2 years.
I celebrated his house.
Of course you did.
All right, Maynard's back with some new music, but it's with Pussifer this time. Yeah. This is the Underwhelming, which is from the album Existential Reckoning.
I thought you were saying the album was underwhelming. Yeah. I'm like, wow, all right.
So far, I agree. Skip to the good parts.
Look.
Yep.
Jer produced this album?
Who?
Did old Jer produce this album?
It sounds like Jer Bear. This is definitely a Build the Jer song.
Yeah.
Am I a fan of this?
No.
It's like movie soundtrack stuff. It sounds like something would play over credits.
Yeah.
Nah, this is cut two.
All right, can we officially ogle Ariana Grande yet?
She's like 30.
Is she? Okay.
She just looks like she's
that old?
She's not young. Not like that young.
Not that young.
Is this her is this a new video from her?
Yeah, her album Positions is out on Friday.
All right. Single for perfect.
Oh, she's pretending to be president. This is a comedy.
She's in the Oval Office.
All right. From office. Make him stop. But I need to talk to somebody in your family about getting rid of Brady.
Yeah, she's 27, Toledo. She's good.
All right, good
to go.
So that's Ariana Grande.
There's not more?
Nope.
That's the only one we're getting. All right.
Bring Me the Horizon has new music out.
This is a cool song. I heard this a couple days ago.
Teardrops. Yeah. The album, like Post Human.
Yeah, It's not great, but it's good. What was the name of that song they had last that I liked? Not Mantra.
Mantra was the other one. A Day to Remember.
Is that Day to Remember?
I think so, yeah.
That was Mantra. Either way, I like this one. I'm running out of teardrops. Let it hurt till it stops. I can't keep... A little poppy, but it's good.
All right, it's a lot of re-releases today. GWAR, Scum Dogs of the Universe, the 30th anniversary edition is out today. King Diamond, The Dark Sides is re-released today. Motorhead, the 40th anniversary of Ace of Spades is out today. And Pantera, Reinventing the Steel, re-release is out today, too. And one for Brady, Uriah Heep, 50 Years in Rock, the box set.
You forgot to mention that later this week, the lowest rated movie so far of 2020 comes out. It's called After We Collided, at 11. It just usurped Doolittle as the worst movie reviewed all year.
Like in the theaters out? Or?
Yeah, it's in the theaters. It's the sequel to a movie called After that no one saw. It's a teen rom. It's not a comedy. So it's a teen. It's almost like Twilight without the vampires and the werewolves.
We're watching that this weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, the reason I brought it up is because it's playing live you're streaming at Brady's Bitch Bar. After We Collided.
Oh, also, there was one other one that I couldn't find. Midnight Oil.
Hey!
Since you've been bringing them up a couple times this week. They have a new album out called The Makarata Project. So,
no sound from that?
I
come on, Richard. Get on the ball. Anyway, there you go. Brady's going to have his pitch barn full of After We Collided movie marathon. And then Hubie Halloween and
a lot of tears.
Mulan again. There you go. Those are your hot releases. It's 98 KUPD.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
KUPD.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big. On a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.